Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Nun. The Gemara in Mudalev brings Mekifim Bibnei Me'ayim, which means we compare different parts of the inside of the animal to check if it's treifa. The Gemara continues, says Mekifim Bireyo. In Reyo, you compare two parts of the Reyo to each other. And the Gemara continues on and says Mekifim Bakane. In the Kane, you can compare one place to another, and the Gemara discusses exactly where. So you see over here that the Lashon Mekifim that we have in the Gemara is comparing two things to each other. Because the idea of Mekifim is putting in one next to each other and comparing them. So the Lashon Mekifim means to put two things one next to each other. We find that in Shas many times this word is used for that. For example, Ein Toimim Shaloi Minemukov. You can't do Trumas and Maisis unless it's one next to each other. The Truma and Maisis, they're being next to the fruits. Or the Lashon, Ein Mekifim Shtei Chaviyos. You can't put two barrels, one next to each other. This is what the meaning of Mekifim means, to bring something next to each other. And you merely can compare them or put them together. The Maharal and the Erechaim, Perek Dal Mishnah Dalet, brings, or the Gemara in Kiddush, it says, Ein Mekifim B'Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is no Mekifim. What does it mean? So the Gemara says, Ma'ein Mekifim? Omar Mazutro, Shein Oisim Kechenvoni. So Rashi explains, Ein Oisim Kechenvoni means that the Chenvoni does Hakafa. Hakafa means gives you credit. We don't do that in Chilul Hashem. The Gemara says, Ma'ar Breda Avino, Ma'ar Lomar Shem Tashkulo Machras. Meaning, if Chilul Hashem is on the scale, that is going to be the one that makes the scale go tilt down Lechoiva. So Rashi says, Mekifim over there means to come and compare two things, to see which one is tilting what. Where is this Mishnah that says, Ein Mekifim Mechil Hashem? Where do we see such a Mishnah? So says Toises, Toises brings the Rabbeinu Chananel, says that the Mishnah in Ovis that says, Kol HaMechal Hashem Shamayim B'Seiser, Nifroi Mimenu B'Goloi. Anybody who does Chil Hashem B'Seiser, you come and Nifroi Mimenu in B'Goloi in public. So it says, but the Lashon Mekifim is kosher, where it doesn't say Lashon Mekifim over there. So explains the Maharal, the Pshat is like this. The Mishnah Novice tells us the Chilul Hashem is more chomer than other Averis. Because the end of the Mishnah is Echad Shoigi v'chad Meizi v'chilul Hashem. So there's no leeway in Chilul Hashem. That's what it means, Ein Mekifim. Ein Mekifim, you can't compare Chilul Hashem to other Averis. Any other Avera is going to be different than Chilul Hashem. Ein Mekifim Mekechil Hashem. You can't compare Chil Hashem to other Averis. Two explanations of the Gemara. Why? Explanation number one is, other Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is giving credit. It doesn't punish immediately. Chil Hashem, he punishes immediately. Or the second explanation, because Chil Hashem will be the Aver that tilts the scale. So here you're losing the Lashon Mekifim in terms of comparison to other Averis. And the Maharal goes on to explain why is Chil Hashem so chomer. And Ayin in Rishim Shul Farel Hirsch on the pasuk Lo Sekifu Peas Roishchem says many times Akofa means a circle to be Mekif. What does it have to do with Lo Sekifu Peas Roishchem? So one can explain that you cannot circle the head, meaning make a shave throughout the entire head. Says Rishim Shul Farel Hirsch, it's not the pshat over there. Lo Sekifu there means don't make the sides of the ear the same height as behind the ear. Why? Because if it means a circle, it should be lo sekifu roishchem. What is lo sekifu pe'as roishchem? It means don't straighten the pe'yo to be the same height as the rest of the hair. Because lo sekifu is like the meaning in our Gemara, Lashon HaKofo, that you put two things together and make them run next to each other. Maybe one can add that really these two words come together. Because HaKofo means to circle something. And when you circle something, that means there's the same distance from the middle of the circle to the sides of the circle. There's nothing which is a little further away. They're exactly, the whole thing is exactly the same distance. As Rav Tzadik HaKohen explains at the end of Mishnah and the Gemara in Maseches Tainis, that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a mochel latzadikim for Yoishe b'nei Megan Eden. Meaning that, what does it mean mochel tzadikim? That all the tzadikim will be in exact same distance because each one brings Kiddush Hashem in his own way. There's nobody greater or smaller than the other. So that's why these two words are related to each other. Hakafa means the two things are being compared to one next to each other. And the circle means everything is exact same distance from the middle. They're all compared to each other. They're all on the same level. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shehurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.